What's good? It's the most ignorant nigga in the hood, the Hoodie Man, featuring
Waveberg Slim. What we getting into today, bro?
It's really stupidity. I mean, I didn't feel like I wanted to take it there. I had to take it there, but what we're about to talk about today. My God. Oh my fucking God. Ladies and gentlemen, today what we're going to talk about today is predicting the unpredictable. There is a bloggers tournament for the URL Ultimate Madness Season 2 card. And in this tournament, if I'm not mistaken, bloggers predict who's going to win, I guess, the round they're selected to judge, or if it's every fucking round. I don't know. We'll fill you in with more detail and continue, but I do think it's dumb to predict a battle and then have to predict what the predictors are possibly predicting.
Right.
Very stupid. It hurts my lips to say predict that many times. Wait, Berg Slim, how you feel about the dumb shit before we get started?
I think the idea of a blogger tournament is not a bad idea. But, if it was a blogger war style tournament, then I think it would make more sense, especially with this being battle rap, let the bloggers battle against each other. I realize that will put some bloggers at a certain advantage over others because they're used to that blogger war style. But, how else do you battle in blog? I mean, predicting predictions and, I don't get it. I'm happy that they're trying something new, getting the bloggers involved. So I'll give them a plus there, but this ain't it.
I would like to elaborate on that as well. From the card I'm seeing, it seems well-rounded. It seemed like URL figured they would get some of the best of the best. So I really don't see no one at a disadvantage at all. It should be people battling each other. It should be the bloggers blogging on each other. And who wins go to the next round. And then maybe you might the winner gets an appearance on Caffeine or on an episode of Champion and Jay
They're
Black's
getting
channel or something for where battle rap, like my co-host said it best, like we don't want you to predict. I want to see you guys go against each other as bloggers and compete. The same thing y'all asked the battle rappers to do, y'all are not doing. Not saying it's y'all fault because y'all didn't make the rules. It's just funny to me. Y'all tell a battle rapper compete.
Yeah.
Go, like, get that nigga. Why is it not the same energy for us?
Right.
Now, when I say us, I mean y'all. And when I say y'all, I mean bloggers. I'm a podcaster. Don't put me in that shit.
The winner of the tournament receives a blue check caffeine account. Whatever that means. Whatever that entails.
I ain't gonna lie, that ain't enough for me. So y'all did y'all I'm happy y'all ain't called me. That ain't enough. I need more than that. Oh.
I'm not sure what all that entails, though. Is that like a million followers or what?
Listen, I look at it like this. I need more than that. Y'all ain't gotta give me followers. Y'all ain't gotta promote me. Y'all ain't gotta do none of that. Cause I'm basically promoting myself being on Caffeine.
Right.
Cause it's casuals who watch the shit who never heard of any of you niggas. So I'm already doing my own advertisement promoting. I want a check. And I don't want no 25,000 and no big ass check that I know the government done took their pieces out of, nigga. How Jay Black be doing the little GoFundMe or whatever the fuck he do to get up enough money for Champion of the Year. Y'all need to do that same thing for me.
Oh,
If y'all gonna have this
you want
vlogger
them rubber banded bills, huh?
shit, you feel me? Say you gonna pay my bills for the next year.
You go.
Buy me a car, damn it. But
Right.
don't, oh, we're gonna promote your channel, something you gonna fucking do on your own. You're gonna do it anyway. It's your livelihood. It's like somebody telling you, oh, Well, the winner gets over 40 hours. All that work.
I understand that.
What the fuck? Like, damn. I already work. Like, there's no other, like, damn, what's the constellation prize? I don't want the prize. What's the constellation? But anyway, we're going to get into the first matchup. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We just had to go on our little, nah, I'm not going to do it. And since this is prediction, we don't even got to take forever on this. First matchup is Battle Rap Fanatic versus Angry Fan.
So what we're doing now is predicting who we think is going to predict better. Basically, right? That's what we're doing? That's
what we're doing. But I'm trying to make it sound as interesting as I possibly can.
Yeah.
I'm reaching, y'all. I'm reaching. That's why I'm like, in this corner, a guy who reacts to battle rap content, Battle Rap Fanatic, versus a blogger who never holds his tummy back and tells
a blogging legend.
Legend. The alpha male of battle rap in his prehistoric but righteous days before all the fuckery.
Facts. I'm gonna have to go with Caps. I'm not going against Caps versus the New Jack. Caps been around since the inception, so Caps been seen it all, been through it all. You know, I'm just going with Caps, bro.
I'll have to debate on this because it's predictions. Caps, crap. I'll put it like this. Crap. Because it's hard to just pick one person when you know it's predicting. So even though he's more knowledgeable, the other motherfucker can still get it.
He can still get it.
But if I'm going off of predicting, with Cap because he's more knowledgeable. Y'all say Angry Fan. You're way more knowledgeable about a rap. I believe you got an understanding of where your matchup will go. And if they're making each blogger just do the matchup that they're in, then I guess he would be judging Holmesy the Clown versus Suicide Saga, and God. I don't see how Caps can get that one wrong. If that's but explain the process.
They're predicting every first round match.
Oh,
and whoever has the best predictions.
See, to me that's confusing. I think they should have, the way they got the bracket set up, they should have ran it like that. Like, y'all predict on that match. It'll bring more light to just y'all two, and we ain't got to go to everybody. Y'all trying to make the show longer than what it has to be. It's going to be a 3-hour show that turns into an 8-hour damn show because you got to get everybody, man, stop. So, all right, well, since my call is explaining to me that, we're going with that. The second matchup is between Black Compass versus Score Order.
Ooh, I guess this is gonna be a good one. Let me stop. Good prediction. I'm gonna go with Black Compass because Tony Bro is a judge. They're gonna have an unfair advantage.
Oh my goodness. Me? Since we don't gotta take log on this yet. I'm going with Black Compass Media because I fucked with Tony Bro also. And on top of that, Restore Order has been in the hot seat with Caps. So now, just to bring intrigue to this, I hope Caps win. And let's say if Restore Order does win, then we get that beef in the second round, even though technically won't be.
You know, it's going to be beef either way, though, because, you know, Black Compass came from Caps' channel, you know, and that breakup wasn't great. So it'll be smoke either way.
Oh, shit. Shout out to Dynamic Duo bringing y'all the info. Oh, man. Well, I'm going with Black Compass, too. I want to see Black Compass versus Caps. Predicting.
Hey, and if you don't get my theme, as long as Tony Bro is a judge and Black Compass is in this, I'm going to be
pissed. Oh, bro, I caught that. The viewers don't get that, but I caught
that. You have a judge, you have an unfair advantage.
I caught that. I was just trying to let it ride out. I didn't want to like emphasize on it, make you seem like, oh, you're putting emphasis. Nah, but Brody is right. You're a judge. You kind of got a little leeway.
Yeah.
Next, we got, and my co-host might have to explain what the first guy does. I've never seen him, but Clutch KIB versus Certified Shooters.
Clutch KIB. I don't know.
Okay.
Never heard of
Okay.
him. I don't know if it's probably a him. I don't know. I don't know. So
Well, with that being
I'm picking a
said,
certified
certified
shooter.
shooters, because I know them. I know it's biased, but certified shooter, I don't know the
Yeah,
other name.
same here. I'm going with certified shooters. I'm guessing those are Swamp's guys. I don't know. They always seem to get all the info out of Swamp. So I'm picking certified shooters.
We agree on that one. Let's continue.
No disrespect to was it KIB?
Yes.
No disrespect to KIB, I just don't know who you are.
I'm the most ignorant nigga in the hood. I hope you don't take that disrespectful. I don't know who the fuck you is. I just don't. Like, I be in the community. I know who that is, and nobody ever shared none of your media with me. So it ain't no shade. It's just let me get some of your content so I can talk to you. I know you.
I'm gonna make it my
Not
business to check him out soon.
yeah, I don't know you. I'm willing to check you out, but or you can send me some footage if you ever hear this, but I don't know you, so I'm not going to apologize for being genuine. I don't know you. Get to know me. I'm the hoodie man, the most ignorant nigga in the hood. Let's continue. Next, we have another group I never heard of, either one. So I will have to have my co-host give you his decision on this one. I can't decide. This one to me is debatable because I don't know this person. Bars and Brunch versus K Dawes.
You know Bars and Brunch. That's Debo's podcast.
Oh, Deborah.
Yeah, Deborah.
Oh, I'm against Deborah. So,
Yeah, so whoever the second group is, I'm picking them.
K Dawes,
K
automatic.
Dodge, I got K Dodge.
3-0. And when I say 3-0, I mean 3-0 in life, nigga. Like you gotta beat this dude. Like, I've been talking shit about Deborah. I've been on Deborah's head. I don't know if Bars and Brunch is gonna be two females, and I'm not against the ladies. You already know me. I've been uplifting the ladies since I've been
Love the
on.
ladies.
Love the ladies.
Love the
I don't
ladies.
like y'all either. So I hope y'all lose. I'm sorry.
Speaking of the ladies, bro, Wing dropped a picture on Twitter. I didn't realize how pretty she was. Shout out to Wings. Shout out. Very
Who?
pretty, very pretty lady.
Who's the pretty lady?
Wings, you know Wings on Twitter.
Oh, yes.
The
Oh, yes. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
she's got the a battle rap show. Her, the Malone dude. I'm struggling to remember the name right now, but I'll get back to you on that. But it's a good show though. I've been in a live chat before. Very, very knowledgeable group. It's a good show too.
I'm gonna go check it out, and I'm gonna check it out for all the reasons that my ignorant ones would. You said fine lady, you had me there. It's
Facts.
always great to have a fine woman who's very intellectual. It's like the best of both worlds.
Yes. Oh, and she knows her battle rap too, bro.
Oh yes, God, gotta love that. But I will say this to the ladies.
You know what? That should have been my first compliment because she
Yeah,
really
she's very, if she's very like intellectual
very
and like, very influential when it comes to like her battle rap knowledge, I have to give her a listen. But the fact that you fine as hell, bro, already sold me. I'll listen to my verse talk about absolutely nothing because she's fine as hell. That's just me. You're just the hoodie man being honest. Next matchup, we're on the right side of the bullshit. Predicting the predictors. Next, we have probably my favorite matchup on the whole damn shit. Butterfly versus Battle Truth.
How was this a round one match?
I don't understand.
Like, these two should have been seeing each other later in the tournament. Just to build up anticipation because of the guys. You know what I mean? Like, when you talk about this blogging stuff, and you talk about the top bloggers, you're going to mention these two guys, whether good or bad. You know what I'm saying? Say what you will about old Malachi, but the fact that he has drawn 22,000 subs and is a fixture in battle rap. Like, there is not a platform other than Champion that has not mentioned this man. And to be going against Vada Fly, the Vada Fly, the Kenny Lewis himself, in the first round, I feel like is poor planning in this tournament. With that being said, I'm going to pick Malachi just because I want to see him go far in the tournament, just to see like what type of entertainment value he can bring. But it pains me to be like, oh man, Vada Fly isn't gonna be in this thing later on, and we may have like someone that we don't know going far, but not Vada Fly. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand the placing of this.
All right. Well, with me, I feel like, and I ain't gonna drag it on too long because you basically hit all the points. I would have wanted Battle Truth to win. But the reason why I want Vada Fly to win, and it's just my personal reason, because he's one of the people that I saw doing some dynamic duo shit before a lot of niggas. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Showtime SP, because he should also be with him. If y'all gonna have a Rita and Anwar, why can't y'all have a Vada Fly and Showtime SP? Even though Reed and Anwar are supposedly not in the tournament no more, y'all let two people be on one team. Most of these motherfucking blogging groups y'all have are groups. So why does Vada Fly got to be by himself? Why can't it be Vada Fly and Showtime SP? So for y'all doing the injustice to Showtime SP, I want Vada Fly to make it out.
Thanks.
Next, we have, this is curious, because it was supposed to be Rita and Anwar versus Hip Hop Is Real, but if Rita and Anwar dropped out, my replacement that I would put, even though you all real don't like the nigga, to make this credible, you need Piper Boy Williams.
Piper Boy was asked and he declined.
If you can't get a Piper Boy, you got to go look for somebody on that level. Somebody on the internet is on the level. If you can't get a Rita and an Anwar, you got to go find somebody.
Yeah.
You got to. I don't know who, but until we figure out who, Hip Hop Is Real automatic. Because I don't believe nobody they're going to find is going to outdo Hip Hop Is Real.
Facts. I mean, if you can invite, what was it, K-Doz? You know, and I mean, no disrespect to K-Doz, but I've never heard of you. Why is there no Pretty Money?
I'll put up somebody who, and shout out to The Wave as well, but I ain't even put no Wave people on there. But like you said, you're going to put K-Dawg, you could have EJ Always, you could have.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. I don't like y'all shit because y'all forgetting one of the most, even though he's annoying, but he's credible. I want to see Hip Hop Is Real versus They Can't Handle the Truth. The fuck is we talking about? Why is DNA Tube not on here like he don't do numbers? I'm not a hater.
Wow.
He know I fucks with him. That's ridiculous. Hip Hop Is Real. Should go against DNA Tube.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of annoying and not in the tournament, but is well known, how about your lame DMV?
Oh. That's
where's lame DMV?
That's a good one. If they can't get DNA Tooth, they gotta go for Rome DMV. But right now, me and Slim agree that Hip Hop Is Real until they find someone.
Or yeah, now, he has to go forward.
They're gonna move forward.
He isn't facing anyone.
Yeah, he's moving forward. Next matchup.
Hard to lose. Listen, to
nobody on this because you know a lot about both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk battle rap versus Ben Swayze.
So just Ben Swayze, not New Era?
Nope. Ben Swayze.
So just Ben Swayze. Shout out to Ben Swayze versus Let's Talk Battle Rap, who are known for the stats, CPR stat. Been naming guys accolades as far as battle rap goes. I'm going to go with Let's Talk Battle Rap because I just flipped a quarter and that's what came up. But yeah, I'm going with Let's Talk Battle Rap.
All right. Do you have an extra take on why, or do you want me to just, because me, I don't really have a take. I'm just going to tell you why I agree with you. That's where I'm going.
No take.
The reason I picked Let's Talk Battle Rap, because Wayne said it best, women lie, men lie, numbers don't. And if they're going on numbers of certain battle rappers, they usually repeat themselves if you go through the numbers. So yeah, if that's their strategy in predicting how battle's going to go through the numbers, they might have a 60% success rate. I'm not going to say 80. They could have a 60%. You probably judge something off of previous shit. That's how we do a lot of predictions based on the world.
Right.
So with that being said, I'm going with Let's Talk Battle Rap since they're the analytical ones.
Yeah, since we're predicting the predictions of
predicting the predictors predict back. This is fucking terrible. This is how you know it's going on a battle rap today, y'all, but we gotta give it to y'all because y'all didn't know nothing about the blogger tournament. All right. So last but not least, this one already got my winner. I don't give a fuck about the other guy. I'm biased on this one, so y'all don't mind the hoodie man. My boy Wade Bergslim gonna give y'all the take y'all been waiting on. But me, I gotta let this out.
Uh-oh.
My boy, Andy Troy, about to wash Jim of SBB.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to wash today. You might be thinking, but Jim's just a battle rap. He might know. Fuck that. I support DME. DME, win this, nigga. Win this for me. Win. Out predict this nigga. Oh, this don't make no sense. What his battle rap come to when you gotta be like, predict to this nigga.
That's what it is, though, man. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what we got to work with.
Wayberg Slam, your take, please.
I have no take. I am from the east side of Detroit, Michigan, so I am predicting that DME Detroit will win versus just Gems. Or is he Gems? Or is he Gems? I don't know. The name keeps changing, but whoever he is today, I'm going with DME.
DME about to drop you like good.
What up, though?
Straight up, like DME about to drop Gems. Like a bag of jewels, he about to drop you. Straight up.
Thanks. Yeah, going with DME. Are we going further?
Oh, no.
Let's just run through the whole thing, man. There's no sense in doing two of these.
Oh my God, no. My nigga.
Let's just
all run right, well, it. I'm gonna say this now. YouTube, y'all might not get this. Cause if this go past 30 minutes, y'all can kiss my ass. That's too much damn editing. So that's why
let's run through the rest of it.
The whole thing. So this is basically just a podcast episode. Shout out to all my podcasts.
What's the next round? Who's it gonna be? Who do we pick?
So, from what we selected, we picked Angry Fan. So, next, so if we start
versus Black Compass,
Angry Fan versus Black Compass in the second round. So, where are you going there?
I'm going Black Compass as long as Tony Rowe is judging.
I got Caps. I think Caps can beat him in the second round, even with the bull.
Oh, pre- preference wise, I'm going Caps, but as long as they got that unfair advantage, I'm riding that.
Oh no, you're right. I just feel like I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying that what I'm saying with Caps is, if there's anybody that can bring justice to the injustice out of the bracket, it would be him. That's why I'm rolling with him. My heart. You are correct, Waver Slim. I'm just going with my heart on that one.
Thanks. Cats, get in that garage with that axe, bro.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. Oh, man, the next one, we would have K-Dawz versus Certified Shooters in the second round.
Ah, man. Don't know K-Dawz. Going with Certified Shooters.
All right, we got Certified Shooters. We both agree on that for the same reason. Mm-hmm. Okay, next. In the next second round on the right side, we would have... I'm gonna go with your prediction because it just seems more valid. We would have Battle Truth versus Hip Hop Is Real.
The Kyle on that one.
I'm gonna go with Hip Hop Is Real because I feel Knowledge knows some. I think Knowledge got the same capabilities as
he
you.
He was an ex-judge too.
Even though he might, I don't know if he ever been a judge or anything, but he know niggas in the UR. Like, he be behind the scenes with them.
Facts.
Trying to get on his 15 minutes of energy. And the next second round after that would be Let's Talk Battle Rap versus DME Detroit.
You know my pick. I'm biased. I'm just going to let you go.
I'm biased too. I mean, even though in my heart, is telling me to go. Well, Let's Talk Battle Rap for analytics. My brain is telling me, got DME.
Yeah, got DME.
So conflicted. My heart is like, Let's Talk Battle Rap going to bring analytics to the table, and that might do them justice in this prediction, but DME, no battle rap. You might can pull that shit off. And no shot at Ben Swayze, not saying he don't know. But what I'm saying is, with DME, it's a different fight.
Right.
I love his content because he reminds me a lot of myself. Like, he's very animated. You know what he's talking about sometimes. And then everything he says to me a lot is based on what he's seen or what he know. A lot of other people just talk just to talk. So,
right.
We're going with Detroit.
Let's go DME.
We're in the semifinals. And the semifinals would have been Black Compass versus Certified Shooters.
I'm taking Black Compass because Tony Bro is a judge.
All right. I guess I got to
fix that URL.
Oh, man. I believe I'm going to go with Tony Bro, not only because he's my nigga, but at the same time, I don't know what Certified Shooters got. Like, I don't know. I don't know enough about Certified Shooters to like pick them or and go against my niggas. So me, I am kind of biased on this one. Like, bro is going off logical reasoning. I'm going off bias. I fucks with Tony Bro. So I believe that's why that's going to be that. And the semifinals on the right side, crack up. Battle True versus DME Detroit.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one. But I'm going with DME. I'm going with DME. Purely off of, you know, knowing both of these guys been around, DME I consider a little more knowledgeable of battle rap, so I'm picking DME.
All right. I'm going to go. Got to go with Battle Truth.
I cannot argue.
The reason I'm going with Battle Truth is for a lot of reasons you pointed out, but one thing. He's at his best to me when his back is against the wall. People automatically are going to be mad that he made it this far if it goes the way we're talking.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're going to be looking like Rube Bando out here. Like, why are you here, Jay? So, to me, I think that he's going to, what Rube Bando couldn't, that's what he can. And I believe he can flip that to his advantage. The DME, yeah. Or,
right.
It's like with DME in that position, I feel like he should do what you say, but I don't know if he's ever prepared to be. Like, I've never seen DME in a situation where he's the overwhelming favorite. DME strives best when he's the underdog, when he's being attacked. Some of his best blogs are when Ace Amin tried to call him racist and he went off. He's
right.
Best when his back is against the wall. But that's, to me, the question in that matchup. Who?
Yeah, it would be Battle Truth with his back against the wall, honestly, in that circumstance. I mean, if that matchup were to come, Malachi would be the underdog.
That's what I'm saying. Whoever's the underdog, yeah,
you swayed me. You swayed me. I'm changing my pick to Malachi. You're right.
All right. Now here's where it gets real. The finals. I can't wait for Slim Tate. Battle Compass versus Battle Truth.
I am going to pick. Should it come down to Black Compass versus Malachi? I'm picking Malachi.
Oh, my goodness. I must hear why.
I'm picking Malachi. Because four heads over at Black Compass, somebody is going to get switched up. Someone's going to be talked out of a sensible argument. And with Malachi, you know, I'm picking half a brain over four.
Mm.
Basically.
Mm.
Because there's going to be more, he's going to be more concise with his prediction of that final. And there won't be anyone being like, you know what, I might be right, but I'm going to go with my guy. You know what I mean? Like, I just think that the decisiveness will win out.
All right. Very great take. Very great take. Love this dynamic duo shit. I feel the same way you feel, but for a different reason.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with Malachi, but the reason I'm going with him is because me and the Slim One, back in our youth, we used to be big fans of wrestling. Yes. And what I see in this is the Vince Russo swerve. You can't the Black Compass to win, because when everybody says it's rigged,
shout out to Vince Russo making it to the pod.
They're going to know. You can't let them win. You have to do the swerve. You have to. Because if Tony Bro win that, then our next episode will be "These Niggas Can't Hide It's Real." You can't. Because Brody already felt going towards the finals that this guy was going to win. Not because of his predictions, but because he's intertwined with backstage help.
Facts.
If you win, we'll know. So you can't win. If it goes in the way it goes and Tony Bro wins, then the fix is in.
Right.
You got to let Battle Truth win it. So no disrespect to Battle Truth, but if it gets down to you and Tony Bro in the finals, you might as well take that in the bag and get ready to get even more subscribers and more love.
Thanks.
On hoodie. That's my take. And I know you fans are going to agree with both of us because we both made valid points. But the Vince Russo will be in if that's the finals.
Shout out to the wrestling fans out there.
You feel me? Shout out to y'all wrestling fans. But I'm just saying, like, it's real. It's super real. But we ain't going to hold you much longer. I am the Hoodie Man. He is
Waveberg Slim.
And this has been another great episode of The Dynamic Duo. Love, peace, and chicken grease on hoodie.
On hoodie.